Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, and business, of course. We talk about everything and anything on our show. And of course, gosh, we've been a little stressed out with these fires popping up everywhere. And I just want to say continued prayers to get California back on track. And of course, our everybody back in their homes and back to some normalcy. This is like a new normal, and I don't like it. So anyways, I am so glad that you are all here. And of course, I want to invite you to my next business mixer that is getting filled up February 20th, 5 to 8, Palm Garden Hotel. I'd love to get you there. And you can text us at 805-419-0008. All you have to do is write mixer, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, we love to hear from you, so you can download our show, go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com, and also follow us on our social, and download our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is, happiness is actually an inside job, and so we have to just remember that we can turn our day around. So with that saying that, I am excited to bring our first guest on, Gregory Leeson. He is the author of Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives. And of course, Extraordinary Lives means he actually knows that happiness is an inside job. Gregory, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Kim. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, your journey.
Sure. So I grew up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I grew up in a very, very stable, responsible family. But there wasn't a lot of involvement with me or my siblings. They were wonderful providers and so forth, but just not a lot of encouragement and so on and so forth. And I was very much not like that. And by the time I got to grade four, I started to kind of disconnect a bit. I started having epileptic seizures. My teacher wrote to my parents that I was living in my own world and so forth, but that was okay. I was kind of making my own world to some extent. I did well in school. I was very involved in sports. I was a highly competitive runner and even had Olympic dreams at one time before I made a big mistake on that one. Studied economics at University of Western Ontario in London, Ontario. Got involved in investment banking in Canada. And one day I decided, you know what, I'm going to go down to Chicago. I'm going to trade in the futures markets. Hopped on a plane, never been to Chicago in my life. I met my wife asking for directions and wound up making my life in Chicago, but not like I intended. I actually lost everything on the Forex trading. And about 4 years later, life gave me a second chance. I met a business partner, took up software development, and made a nice career out of it.
Wow, that was like your life story in a blink, right?
I love it. In a blink, yeah, I thought you could say that.
Yeah, no, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And so what was your inspiration behind writing Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives?
Yeah, so I'll give you two. So in grade four, as I mentioned, it was a very instrumental year of my life. I stopped reading fiction, did stop. I never picked up another fiction book in my life until I was an adult, other than what the school assigned, but I did start reading biographies. And again, all I ever thought about as a kid was sports. So I read a lot about athletes, but I also read about the coaches and got two very different perspectives. So this was inside me starting probably around age 9 or 10. In 2015, I was the MC at my 40th high school reunion back in Halifax. And I made made an effort to talk to as many people as I could that night, and I heard some incredible stories. And I thought, wow, these were kids I went to high school with, and and look what they're doing, what they've been through, and so forth. I mean, I knew a couple of stories, but it was just kind of remarkable. And I wondered, has anyone ever thought of writing a book about just ordinary people? Well, you see, Jim, I'm a numbers guy, not a letters guy. And I said, ain't going to happen, right? A few years later, I'm on a date, I'm divorced, and I'm talking about things. And this woman interrupts me and says, Greg, have you ever thought of writing a book? I said, well, yeah, I have one book in me. And I told her about the idea. She told me to go do it. Then COVID set in and so forth. I retired from Pfizer in October 21. Within a week, I had a website up and running. I had my cities I was going to visit. I spent 13 months on the road. I rented my home, so I had no place to live. So I lived all over North America, meeting people however I could and interviewing them in depth about their life.
Wow. And so how many cities did you travel to?
53 cities, 39 states, 8 Canadian provinces, 26,403 miles.
And over what period of time did you do that?
So I set out on my first journey on May 1, 2022. That was not a coincidence. That was the day I turned 65. And I kind of planned this, you know, for a lot of reasons, I guess. I rented my home, as I said. I took an eastern journey, a western journey, a southern journey, and a Great Plains journey. And I returned back to my home exactly 1 year, 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day after I set out. In between the journeys, my ex-wife and I have a good relationship. She put me up for a fee, of course, between my journeys.
Yeah, okay. Okay, wow. And so let me ask you, first of all, who paid for all of this?
So this was a passion, okay? I never looked at this as a business transaction in any way whatsoever. You know, things went pretty well for me in life, and it's like, well, what am I going to do? So I paid for everything myself. You know, hopefully I'll sell some books, but it was never, ever meant to be a moneymaker for me. It was just something I wanted to do, that I want to bring to the world, in particular, that interview protocol from Dr. Dan McAdams of Northwestern. It is remarkable. And of the 71 people that I interviewed, Kim, 30 most imperfect strangers started to cry during the interview. It's not a Mickey Mouse interview at all.
Wow. And so, okay, so how many people did you actually interview?
So I interviewed 71. Of which 66 mini biographies, if you can call them that, are in the book. And some of these interviews went over 6 hours and so forth. The same questions to everybody using McAdams' protocol, which he has permitted me to publish as Appendix A in my book, which is quite remarkable when you consider how other well-known authors have used his work in the past, like David Brooks, for example, Bruce Feeler. But his protocol is in my book. And so I met people in many, many different ways, giving speeches, staying at Airbnbs. I interviewed a few of those people. I met people on the street, however I could.
Wow, I love it. And now, did you stay friends with these people? Like, are they acquaintances, or did you make friends with them?
As we speak, I'm on the first of three journeys all over again. To hand deliver a book to every single person I interview, signed copy, of course. So I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia right now. I live in Illinois, and I'm on my first of three journeys to deliver the book. And yes, I'm in touch with every single one of them.
Very cool. I love it. So very quickly, you know, what is next for you? This sounds so exciting.
So what is next for me is I've started thinking about this 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever. I'm moving to Portugal in October for my retirement, for my extended retirement. Just something I want to do. Great weather. I was there both for Christmas and New Year's visiting my daughter who lives in France. And 2026, inspired by one of the people I interviewed in West Virginia, I plan to go in the spring and summer to Ukraine and write their stories. But it's going to be more than just a narrative book. It's going to be a narrative slash picture book. And I've got a remarkable photographer of people lined up from British Columbia. And the last thing I want to do with that is a documentary. So having a book that I can show people, I want to try to sell that idea to some foundation or some organization and make that a commercial success, the Ukraine book, Stories from Ukraine.
And let me ask you something, Gregory. What was your favorite story? Is there one that you can briefly share?
Sure. So as you can probably guess, politically speaking, I have no favorite story. But if I had to say the one, it was the youngest person I interviewed. Met him in Manchester, New Hampshire, 29, big burly guy, beard, blue collar work and so forth. And you know what I did? I prejudged. My goodness, did I ever get blown away by this guy. He was born into an unfortunate family. His father was a drug addict. His mother was an alcoholic. He had an older brother, 2 years older. And his father had a much older son from a previous relationship who was also a drug addict. Well, one day the son took out the father. So they're off. He's off to jail. The father's dead. Family services comes and gets Dan and his brother from the mother because she's not fit. They go to a foster home, and it gets even worse. They are just not equipped for seven foster children. And he said it was a terrible time, 5 years. Age 10, he's in grade 4, reading at a grade 1 level. These two angels come along, older man, older women, and adopt him and his brother. By the end of that school year, he is not reading at a grade 1 level. He's reading at a grade 6 level. His mother was a teacher. They end up moving to Florida. Go to a prep school, not quite Dan's league, but his chemistry teacher sees potential in Dan and secures a full ride at a four-year school in Florida. See, Dan was a 4.0 student. He was a star athlete and a classical pianist.
I love that story. And that's in your book?
That's in the book, yep. And at age 10, society knows where that guy is going, right?
And 100%.
Society would have been wrong.
I love that. That just really shares that there are second chances in life, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a second chance myself after getting let go on the floor.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, for anybody that's just tuning in, your subtitle is Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives, but it's a path to reconciliation in our divided times, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that for a second.
Thank you. That's a good point. So my premise was that we are living in a society that is very divided. And I think a lot of people, they kind of come to that conclusion as well. And so in the book are also 52 anonymous opinions on the question of how divided we are and where we are going. And a lot of people feel that division. I can tell you that. And my assumption here is, my hope is that when you read a story from someone else, those divisions just kind of start to melt away. And let me just quote one sentence on the back of my book from Dr. Dan McAdams, Northwestern University professor, who I met last February. He only works about 25 miles away from where I live. He says this: people find common ground through storytelling, Leeson shows us, for it is nearly impossible to dismiss, let alone hate, another person once you have come to know the story. That is my hope for this book.
Wow, I love that. I love that. Where do we find your book, and where do we find more about you?
Sure. It is on Amazon. There's also a link on my website, GregoryLeesonBook.com, and Leeson is spelled L-E-E-S-O-N. So GregoryLeesonBook.com. You can see more about the project, my next project. There's a link to Amazon. In fact, I discovered the other day it's even now available in Barnes & Noble on their website. So various places. Yeah.
And you're onto this journey. Is this truly like you found your passion? I said you have truly found your passion, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So I had three great dreams as a young man. I've lived two of them, and this is my third. And I'm starting to live this dream. I started when I retired from Pfizer. I started living my third dream.
I love it. Gregory, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And I can't wait to read your book. And, of course, Ordinary People, extraordinary lives. You know what? Everybody has a journey. Everybody has a story. And I love that you're sharing it with so many people. And I that's my favorite part of being a radio host, is really just hearing what we hold in our hearts. So I love that. Thank you again. Please share our show with everyone and also download our podcast. I'd love to have you back again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we get back, we're going to talk with Sarah Hassenfuse and another great story. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi, parking, and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And I have one of my new friends. I'm so excited when I meet somebody and you know that they're going to be in your life for a long time. And of course, we're talking about Sarah Hassenfuse. She is a photographer and a videographer. And I just want to start by inviting all of you, one, if you haven't already got your headshot for 2025, this lady is going to be amazing doing it. I just got mine. And gosh, we should have set that up ahead so that you can raise it up and see, but I'll put it on here for other people to see. I don't love taking my own pictures. So trust me, I know that's what you're probably all thinking right now, but let me tell you something. There is really gold in taking pictures. People want to know who they're dealing with, who they're working with. And so I invite you to my next mixer, which is February 20th over at Palm Garden Hotel and 5 to 8.
I'd love you to register for that so that you can get one of your headshots done and, of course, be a part of our mixer and share your business. So again, Sarah, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Yeah. And so talk to us a little bit, like what, I know you were so passionate when I was doing it, you kind of do like, you could feel your passion. Like I have my passion when I'm doing hair or when I'm doing radio, I want it to be like from your heart. And I think that's the same way you are. What led you into photography in the first place?
Well, it's a crazy story. I almost died.
God, that is a crazy story. And thank God you're still here. So yes.
Yeah. So I was playing softball in college and my own teammate took a inside pitch and drove it straight to my head. And as I went, I was in the dugout. And as I went to go look for water, because I was thirsty, I went to go watch her and they just clocked me right there. Keep the story very short because it's kind of long. I had to learn how to walk and talk again. Before I was released from the hospital, I had to do these three activities to show them that I can actually leave the hospital. And after that recovery was really dark and I was just spiraling in a very, very dark tunnel. I was very depressed. I was a young teen girl, very athletic, and I wasn't able to do a lot of things. So when my neurologist told me to go back to school, I was like, okay, I wanted to be a botanist. I was going to study genetics and genes and all this kind of stuff. But I realized that my brain wasn't ready. So I had to take another year off of school. And then when the following year came, my doctor said, okay, take something that's easy and fun. So I ended up taking American Sign Language and black and white film photography. And I fell in love with both of them and ended up going to school and getting my degrees in them.
How fun is that? And you know what? I mean, that really is great advice that you got, because we should all be doing something fun, right? I mean, like, it's not a dress rehearsal. This is our real life. And if you're not loving what you do, you know, then you're in the wrong business. And it's funny, as a business coach and a radio host, I hear so many people that are going like, it's a grind. And why would you want to do anything that's just a grind? Like there's so many opportunities. So I love what you do and you found your passion.
Yeah, so, I'm really grateful. It pulled me out of that dark space, you know? And I tell people like that photography was my light in that dark space that I was spiraling in. So.
And you're really good at it.
Yeah. Not to toot my own horn.
No, you really are. And so I know that you talk about the roots of a wisdom. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so that's my new project that I released. It's a legacy project called Roots of Wisdom. And basically that was born from a very deep personal space. My grandma has Alzheimer's. And watching her memories fade made me realize, oh no, I need to do something and capture and preserve these stories that she used to tell me when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I do video and pictures so I can kind of combine this and be able to offer this service for other families to save their elderlies before, or their elders' memories before they're lost. So This project's really about honoring those stories and ensuring that future generations have like a tangible connection to their family past.
That's beautiful. And is your grandma still around?
She is. She is still living with us. I'm so grateful every day.
Wow. And so you do a lot of videos and talk with her. It's interesting because I remember, my husband's aunt, it was probably the first person that I was really around that was passing away. And I told their daughters to take videos. And they say that that's probably the biggest gift that they could have done, just having a conversation. And before my father passed away, I interviewed him. I was like, Dad, what was the happiest time? And he was like, you know, my daughters and, you know, and what was your greatest memory? And it was like a cruise. And I'm like, really? You had that much fun? You know, and it was so good. And so I think that, you know, just one step further than just having a conversation it's to take the pictures and to have the videos. So I love that.
Yeah, my grandma, she was actually born and raised in Europe. So she went through World War II and had to experience all that at a young age. So I have like a lot of crazy stories that, in high school, we learn about these things, right? But to have a family member firsthand experience that and tell her story is just, I wanted to capture that. And unfortunately, when I wanted to do this project 6 years ago, but when I actually interviewed her, I realized that her memories were gone. And even though I prompt her and told her, "Hey, Grandma, I remember you telling me this." And she's like, "No, you remember you telling me this?" And she's like, "No, Kim, let me tell you, I was trying so hard to hold it together and not cry during this interview because my heart, man, I should have had some tissues right now. My
Yeah.
heart just ripped inside knowing that all of these amazing stories that she had are now lost forever. And of course, I can tell my kids about it, but have it come from her and my kids watch her in a video telling the stories that she had. I mean, that's
Oh,
priceless.
you gave me chills. You're absolutely right. So first of all, how can our listeners and whoever's watching this and listening to us work with you? Because I mean, there's a huge population, unfortunately, that is growing with dementia and that. And what a great, don't wait, do it now, right? I mean, that's really the biggest message that we could share here. And of course, Sarah can totally help you, and so that you can really cherish those memories forever.
Yeah, I would definitely say go to my website, which is sarahhassenfuss, photography.com, and it's /row, so ROW. And I'm accepting applications for families who want to take part in this legacy project. So just sign up there on my email list, and then I release dates and availabilities of when these sessions are available. And I always tell people there's no modeling experience, just the willingness to share your story. Because time is fleeting and we don't know like how much time we have with our loved ones. So I would definitely reach out if you're thinking maybe this might be it or maybe not. Just reach out and my goal is to make sure that as many families have this opportunity to save their family stories.
What a beautiful gift that you would be giving somebody that signed up for you. Okay, so talk about, first of all, roots of wisdom. How'd you come up? I mean, I know that your grandma was your inspiration, but you do so many different things. I mean, could you ever go into like a memory, home and work with them, that kind of thing?
Oh man, I would love to. I would love to be able to provide those families that opportunity to save their family stories. I actually worked in a retirement home quite a few years ago before I went full time as a photographer.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of reasons how this project stemmed. Like as a little girl, I go into my grandma's house. She had in her office just a wall full of pictures of like my ancestors. Just great, great, great aunts, great uncles, grandparents. And I just thought that was so cool. And I've always wanted that growing up in my home when I have my kids. So I'm starting to do that. And then, working in the retirement home and listening to, when I worked with the male residents, they would tell me when they felt comfortable enough to share some of these stories about what they experienced when they were captive in the war and the things that they had to do to survive. And I
Right.
mean, I don't want to share any of it because it's a little bit like intense, but just listening to those stories, I loved hearing those rich stories. And I think that's just kind of how this all fell into part,
Wow, that's beautiful. And what a gift that you could give so many. So I really want this to be shared with everybody. And along with your just taking pictures. Talk to us about just taking pictures, so that you really can appeal to so many levels of people.
Yeah, so I think it's just the whole storytelling, getting to know people. I started in weddings. I loved weddings, but When I started doing personal branding and lifestyle and getting to know my business owners and entrepreneurs and just figuring out what's their why and why they're doing what they're doing, because we're all doing something that we love and the passion, right? So I want to bring that out. So being able to get to that root and figure out what makes them light up, right? And then capture that in a way that their viewers can relate to and want to work with them. And I think that's kind of one of my superpowers is just being able to connect and make people feel comfortable and not only take photos, but like have this be a transformational experience from, their inside out. Because some people tell me, not some, honestly, like
Everybody, right?
99% of people tell me that they hate taking photos and they're not photogenic. But the thing is like, they're always taking selfies and the lighting is not always, 100% amazing. So I tell people, we're not photogenic. You're not a model. This is not what you do on a daily basis. So how do we expect you to look, a certain way? There's no way. So for me, it's more about making you feel comfortable, bringing out your true passion, making you see, your beauty that your loved ones see, right? Yeah, so I mean, I could keep going on and on, but I mean, my passion, that's my passion. I just love people making them feel comfortable and seen and felt and loved and having them look at their photo and be like, oh my God,
There you
I
go.
look amazing.
I love
So.
it. And Sarah, we are also on a video right now, and you have some pictures behind you. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so let me just show you this middle one. Let me move. Those are my wings. So this session is empowerment self-love session. So there's a little like I have a little bit of different things in my business that I do. So besides, personal branding and headshots and videos, I do offer this session. And this is so fun. I even offer a black and white full black and white, no retouching. And these two sessions, the one behind me, the black and white, is all about finding self-love and reconnecting. I'm a new mother. And it's kind of funny, my stories like growing, like as I evolve in life and motherhood and my business, when I became pregnant, I was taking maternity photos before that, right? But then I became pregnant and I was like, oh, I could
It
like
changes
relate
a
with being
little bit,
a
right?
mom. Yeah. And now I'm a mom and I'm tired and I'm exhausted and I don't do my hair and my makeup. I'm always in a bun and sweats. And so now I feel like even though my babies are young, I feel like I lost a part of myself. And I can imagine 10 years down the line, 12, 15 down the years in line. And I'm still doing this because obviously we're always pouring into our family because that's what we do. And so this is a way to give back to yourself and reconnect with yourself and make your and be like, yes, I am beautiful. Yes, I am strong. Like this is, I still got it, So.
I love that, Sarah. I was a hair therapist, owned salons, and when I would have somebody come in my chair for the very first time, I would say, "What do you love about yourself?" And they would look at me like, "Nothing. What do you mean?" And I was like, "Oh my God, look at your smile, your eyes, and they'd be like almost like a flower opening up. And that's the same thing. And so it is to look good, to feel good, to do good. You have to be your own cheerleader, and self-love is what it's all about. So I love that. And so again, for our listeners right now, I love that you shared so many depths of your story. How do they work with you? And of course, definitely come to our mixer. You've been to my mixer before. It's so much fun.
A lot of fun.
And so many connections there. I can't tell you how many people have called and was like, "Who is this and who is that?" And that's like so exciting for me to be a connector and to really connect different businesses together. And you are going to be doing headshots. Just for a second about what we can expect with that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait to give people opportunity to elevate their brand for 2025. So basically, I'm going to bring my gear. We're going to set it up. I'm going to have my lights, everything. We're going to pose you in a way that's flattering. We have light that's flattering. And we're just going to have fun, probably 15 minutes. We're just going to laugh and, I'm going to make you giggle and make you feel comfortable because, everyone doesn't feel comfortable in front of the lens. and I'll take your photos, we'll look through the images. So you'll get a digital file. And then something that I do that not a lot of people do is actually remove you from the background. So just think about that as a sticker. So we'll have your face or body, and you could put that in on any of your marketing material. And that's golden because you could put your face everywhere. And when we're talking about marketing yourself, that's how you do it.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you so much for joining us here. Sarah Hassenfuss, that's how you say it, right? I got it a little bit different. Okay. And give out your phone number and give out your website one more time.
Also, I have a gift for your listeners, if I can share that as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So if you guys mention Kim Pirano's show, I will give you guys a special discount off of my Roots of Wisdom project, because I really want to get that going and reach as many families as I can. And then also, one lucky winner will win a complimentary interview session with me. So how you sign up, again, is my website. So Sarah Hassenfuss, my last name is Hassenfuss. So sarahhassenfussphotography.com/row, ROW. You mentioned Kim Pirano's show, and that's how you can win that. My phone number is 818-339-3559. And literally, if you just type in Google Sarah Hassenfuss Photography, you'll find my Instagram, my Facebook, you'll read my Google reviews. I'm everywhere. Keeping it simple.
I love it. Sarah, so good. Can't wait. And I'm excited to continue to work with you. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Kim Pirano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent, where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Dr. Heidi Taylor is a licensed clinical and depth psychologist specializing in family law, couples, grief and loss, trauma, and complicated bereavement. She sees children, adolescents, and adults, individuals, couples, and families. She's a court-approved supervised visitation monitor for Ventura County, monitoring visits between non-custodial parents and their children. Dr. Taylor is the author of Tales of Awakening, Coming Back to Life Again After a Period of Emotional Deadness, about recovery from traumatic grief. Dr. Taylor welcomes you to reach out at 805-732-9446 anytime. That's 805-732-9446. Or you can go to her website at drtaylorsv.com. That's drtaylorsv.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pirano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I have another power woman, I can already tell from just a couple minutes of speaking. And of course, joining me is Diana Kaukowska. Did I get it right? Kind of.
You got it right. That's great. Okay. Most people just say Diana K.
Okay. I'm going to say Diana K from now on, but I wanted to make sure I got it right. So, and of course, we're talking about your book, Making Different Decisions, right? In order to change, you have to do something different. And I'm so excited to hear your story and, of course, how you got started and why, what inspired you to write this transformative book that you have. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on the show, Kim.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about who you are and, of course, how you got started and a little bit about, I know that you have the philosophy of be, do, have, give approach. I can't wait to talk about that. So again, just can you share a defining moment of your journey and that inspired you to write this book?
You know, my brother and sister both had brain tumors and I really desired to help them. My brother learned how to walk and talk four different times in his life. And my mom and dad were very smart in the fact that they bought a tape recorder. Now, most of the kids don't even know what that is. Yet he would say, I would say a word into the tape recorder. He would say it. I would rewind it and play it back. And over time, I learned that he would learn it. He would implement it and he would fail. And he'd learn a new way, eventually teaching himself how to talk. And one of the books that he read as we got going better and better is he read the book, The Little Engine That Could. And I thought, is that true? Is that really true? I think I can. I think I can. And I don't believe in just believe it and it comes about. I do believe, though, that we can train our brain. And I went out on a quest to search how to do that. How can we train our brain to a new way of thinking, a new way of living, a new story for our life?
I love that. Train our brain. You know, I think it is all about mindset. And, you know, I kind of use that in my life of, you know, fake it till you make it. And, you know, if you're scared, do it anyways, walk through it. Right. I mean, how many times have you been scared in your life, you know? And so, you know, public speaking, anything that you're doing, you just go, yep, here we are again, you know, and let's do it anyways. So I love that. And so how can individuals actively become the creators and crusaders? I love how you have crusaders and champions of their own life and narratives.
You know, it's interesting because so many people live a life by default. They let other people write their story and it's their life. They're playing an extra instead of the main character. And I go, no, it's your life. You get to choose. Do you want to be the victim, the villain, or the hero? It's a choice every day that we stand up. I mean, I'm just an ordinary person. I am no different than all of our listeners out there. And I've got to tell you, it makes a difference when we start realizing that we can write our own story. We can make decisions for ourselves. And even when we feel that fear, we move forward. And like I told you, I started out, I couldn't afford a babysitter. I put my kids in a little red wagon and went door to door as a realtor, asking people if I could be their realtor of choice when they were ready to sell their home. Who would have ever guessed I would have ended up as a CEO of the world's largest real estate company over their coaching and training division, helping them go to the number one training company in the world for 5 years and finally into the Hall of Fame. And Kim, if I can do it, let me tell you, anybody can do it. And that's why I wrote the book. I wanted to help people do that, especially women.
I love it. And tell us the name of your book, because I love the name.
It's called Becoming More. You can't get to better until you get to different.
What does that mean exactly, get to different?
You know, I've watched many companies and they just keep doing the same thing over and over again. Eventually, they're out of business. Like Blockbuster, they had a chance to buy Netflix. They were only asking $50 million and Blockbuster was making like $4 billion, for heaven's sakes. And they go, oh, no, we don't need that. We're doing really well. They didn't want to do anything different. Who knows why? We don't know. Yet now look at Netflix. I mean, Blockbuster is not even to be heard of. And yep. Netflix is doing great.
Okay, so your be different means disruptive, right? Be, do, okay, which we're going to probably leave into the next one, is adopting that be, do, and have, give approach, right? So I remember last year, I love, you know, going to different seminars and stuff, and the word was be disruptive. And of course, that's really what it is. Be so different that they, you know, they remember you, correct?
Yeah, get out of the people pile. And the be, do, have is, you know, too many people, Kim, they go, well, if I had what you had, I could do what you do, and then I could be like you. And now that's the victim mentality. The villain says, oh, you got to do it, and then you can have it, and then you can be like them. That's not that's incorrect as well. And yet the hero, they know that you've got to be like that person and think like that person to do what they do. And then you'll have what they have. And eventually you're able to give back.
I love that. Okay. And so, you know, I think it's so important. If you want to be a CEO, you have to act like a CEO. You have to dress the part. You have to walk the part. You have to wake up every morning with the next idea. You can't depend on something else. So when those people are like, you know, going, God, I wish I was more like you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. Be that person and do it your way. This is not a dress rehearsal. And this is nobody else's race but yourself. So I love that.
Well, I like that you said it's not a dress rehearsal. Every single day we get to make a choice. And, you know, it's interesting because we live our life between B and D, birth and death. And between B and D is the letter C, and that stands for choice. We come into this world, Kim, looking innocent, and we go out of this world looking like the decisions that we made, right? And we just got to make better decisions about what's going to serve us, and more importantly, what's going to serve other people.
Wow, I've never heard that before. I love that. Between birth and death is choice. I like it a lot. So very cool. How can individuals, first of all, reframe their language? Because a lot of people, I had a girl that was on my show. She's actually just putting her book together. It will be out, but it was about never using the word try. You're either in or you're out.
I'm really big on words. In fact, there's an entire chapter on this, on the words that we choose. Try is one of them. There is no try, right? Yoda was correct. The other one is, well, when I was coaching, this lady would say, oh, I'm so depressed. Oh, my word. I go, stop. Okay, we're going to change that word to I'm working through it. Instead of I'm depressed about it, I'm working through it. And it was amazing what happened to her life. Another lady was always frustrated. I'm so frustrated. And I go, no, frustrated, that shuts our brain down and focuses on the problem. Let's say I'm fascinated, because when we're fascinated, we go into creative mode and we're looking for opportunities. And so I watched these two ladies literally turn almost 180 degrees, their success. They just started climbing and climbing and climbing. And of course, there were a lot of other words that we looked at, and just getting them to speak differently, put different thoughts into their heads. And after all, everything starts with a thought, right?
And the thought, once you say it, you've actually put it out to the universe, correct? And it's almost like a silent prayer. The universe goes, oh, she wants to be, oh. So I really love that. You know, I was just taking a walk with my husband, and I was kind of like been having a little bit of pain, and I'm like, can't do it. And he goes, yes, you can, you know? Yes. And I was like, oh, you know, and I did. And I was like, you know, thank you for pushing me. We all need those pushes in our lives sometimes. And it is, you know, can you elaborate on the four energies of success and explain it? Individuals can develop them.
I love energy. I took physics and math in college, and I just was so drawn to energy. And I worked in the physics lab, and I started realizing that there were certain energies out there. I mean, you know, we all have an energetic calling card, and it hits people before we can actually hand them a business card. You either have high energy, low energy, and you're either negative or positive, right? And yes. So the energies of success are confidence. When somebody is confident, boy, they just exude an energy that is so fun. When you're purposeful and you're living your purpose, it's a passionate energy that shows up. And then, of course, being in the present moment, that's a huge energy. When you're focusing on the people and you just are looking at them and not caring about what's happening around you, they feel heard and they feel there's a connection there. There's an energetic connection between the two of you. And then the greatest energy of all to me is the energy of gratitude. When you show gratitude in all things, not for all things, I think people get that incorrect. They think I'm supposed to show gratitude for everything in my life. No, I'm not grateful for some of the things that happened to me. I am grateful in all things, and I'll look for the things I'm grateful for because I know it will raise my energy and make me more positive. You can't be negative and grateful at the same time, right?
I love that. I love that. And, you know, a lot of times you have something that you have to grow through instead of go through, right? And people forget that there's reasons why, you know, things happen. And a lot of people don't use those, like, okay, why is this happening to me? And you have to really grow through it. And so, you know, if not, God will put it on your plate again and again and again, right?
Right. So, and you finally grow within or you go without, right?
Oh, I like that. I like that. I love it. So how can individuals, and irrespective of their current positions, contribute to living a positive life and life-changing, that adds value to others?
Oh, I love that question because I think we're here to add value to others. I'm going to challenge everyone that's listening to write out their own eulogy. And I know that sounds real creepy. I'm sorry. Yet when you write out what you want other people to say about you when your time on this earth is gone, and you read that and then put it down into one or two sentences. When I did this, my entire life changed. I looked at it and I reduced it down to she added value to others and always made a difference. And so every day at 7 a.m., my phone goes off with an alarm and it says, what will you do today to add value to others? And at 7 p.m., it goes off and it says, what did you do today to add value to others? And therefore, I really hold myself accountable to living the life that when they're all gathered around, I hope there's a few of them, at least someone will say, you know what? She added value and she made a difference in my life.
Diana, I can totally tell that you've added value and this is so amazing. First of all, how do we find your book? I want to have you back on again because I love your energy and it really is about energy. A lot of people think like you can't feel it over the, you know, over the radio. You can't feel, I can feel it. There's so many people that I've talked to all over the world and it's the energy. And I'm like, oh my God, I love it. Love going to anybody who is passionate about what they do. And then that would make me walk into their office or walk out.
Yes. Yeah. That negative Nelly, you don't want to be around, right?
No.
You can find Becoming More. You can't get to better until you get to different on Amazon or the Becoming Book. BecomingMoreBook.com. You can follow me on Facebook or Instagram, LinkedIn, all of those.
And Diane, I didn't ask you before, but could we give a couple of books away? Is that possible?
Oh, that would be fabulous. I would love to do that. I can ship them out. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And of course, for our listeners that are tuning in right now, 805-419-0008. If you would love one of Diana's books, please call in right now. And of course, 805-419-0008. And Diana, leave us with one positive thought about the brighter side of life and business.
What you focus on expands. So make certain you're focused on things that you're grateful for. Take a gratitude walk every day. Things that you're thankful for on the way out, then give gratitude for those things on the way back. Your life will change.
I love that. I love that a lot. And thank you so much. Please share our show and our podcast, download our podcast. And I would love to have you back on and let's connect through social.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Stay safe, stay well, and download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, so that you can take us with you. And I'd love to see you at my next mixer. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. We are all in charge of our own happiness. Life does not happen to us. It happens for us. Stay well. It's a beautiful